Hello and welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation. If you've been following along on Twitter, you've seen a rash of player signings coming from the upstart MPSL team Denton Diablos FC as they prepare for their inaugural season. I've interviewed Diablos owner Damon Gochner on FC Nation podcast before to get inside the mind of a lower league owner, but watching those player signing announcements come across my feed got me really curious about the process of filling out a roster from scratch and all that that entails. I caught up with Diablos head coach Chad Rakestraw to ask him those questions: what success looks like for the first year in their club, what fans can expect on game days in Denton, and much more. So, without further ado, here is my interview with Chad Rakestraw. Hey, Chad, thanks for joining me today. How's it going today?
Going well. Thanks for having me. Good to be here with you.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited to know a little bit more about your journey here and the beginning of your journey here with the Denton Diablos. So could you tell me a little bit more about how you got hooked up with Damon Gochner and Michael Hitchcock and when they started the team and why you chose to go on board with them?
Yeah, definitely. So my relationship with Damon is brief from before Diablos, but I started a club in Coppell when I was the head coach at Coppell High School. And it was a club really that we wanted to develop just local players for the high school program. And Damon, I had my wife and his wife were in a little small group at church. And so he connected with me just on talking through soccer a little bit with his kiddo. He's got a kiddo that plays for SC Dallas. And so we sat over lunch and had conversations just about soccer and about development and just about a lot of the things that are going on in the landscape in Dallas. And so that was my first interaction with Damon, and that was probably 2 to 3 years ago. And so interestingly enough, you know, we follow each other on Twitter, and in the summer, I think it was late summer, I saw that, you know, he had bought into the MPSL and the Denton Diablos. And so I had actually favorited that tweet, which, you know, is I'm all about soccer growing here in the Metroplex. And then immediately after that, he texted me. He was like, hey, let's get together. I'd like to talk to you a little bit just about the Diablos. And so we sat, had a good conversation just about who the Diablos were, what that looked like, who Hitch being involved in that. And then he asked me if he could put me on a short list of guys to interview. And so that's kind of how the whole process started. The first time I actually met Hitch was in the interview. So the interview I had with Damon and Hitch for the job was the first time I met Hitch. So, yeah, that's kind of how it all started.
And up until that point, what was your experience in the game?
Yeah, so my coaching experience, I started as soon as I got out of college playing college ball at Midwestern State. I came down and got my first job at Denton Geyer High School and was an assistant there under Cody Schrader. And so I was there for 3 years, and then got my first head coaching job at Northwest High School out in North Fort Worth. Was there for 2 years. And then got the head coaching job at Coppell High School and was there for 6 years. And we were able to have some really, really good players come through there. Interestingly enough, obviously now full circle, I've got about 3 guys from Coppell that I coached there. It'll be playing with the Diablos, a couple of them at SMU, a couple of them in Colorado. And so, and now I'm the head coach at Marcus High School. I've been here for my second year. So I started a club with close friends. Like I said, it was largely based in Coppell called City Development Academy. And we have a location in Trophy Club as well. So that's kind of my roots and how my coaching experience has started.
Yeah. So you're deeply intertwined into the Metroplex soccer scene then.
Definitely. Yeah. I grew up playing club here. High school here, ODP here, spent all my life, my whole soccer life here outside of my college years at Northwestern State in Wichita Falls. But then obviously after that 4-year career, came straight back and got into coaching and giving back.
It's a good area to be a part of. But I wanted to move on and talk a little bit about the Diablos. So once you've gotten the role as the head coach of the Diablos, I know that they also have a general manager. It's Rusty Oglesby, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
What is the relationship like there in building out the team for this inaugural season? What roles and responsibilities do you have? What do he have, and what do you share?
Yeah, for sure. I think Rusty brings obviously an established coaching career at Frisco Wakeland within the Metroplex and had a lot of success there. And so he has good relationships with a lot of the guys that came through there, who are a lot of quality players. One who's going to play with us, Harris Partain, that's currently at Tulsa. And so, we brought him on as the general manager essentially to tag team a lot of the responsibilities. My responsibilities are largely player management, and then obviously building that roster and getting in contact with guys that I want to be able to come and try out or be a part of us. And then, Rusty is largely on the side of, hey, let's get them into the system. Let's gather their paperwork. And then, he's doing a lot of other work as well when it comes to sponsorships and generating income there for the club. He's doing some logistical things, whether it be practice facilities, uniforms, planning for buses and hotels at away games. He's doing a lot of that stuff that's great. And I'm grateful for the ownership for allowing us to hire a general manager just to kind of help offset the responsibilities and allow me just to focus on the team and the player development.
Yeah, I can see how that might get a little overwhelming.
For sure, yeah. I mean, especially building a roster from the ground up, right? We had nothing. We have some open tryouts. I mean, we get some guys, but largely a lot of our group are guys that I've coached in the past, whether it be through the Olympic Development Program, high school, or just know of them, right, from being in the Metroplex and knowing a lot of the quality players that have kind of come through.
So I've noticed from a lot of your player signing announcements that almost all of them are from the local area. Is that by intent, or is that something that's just the way it's fallen, just because that's you guys all are very familiar with the local scene?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's intentional in the sense of, I think ownership and myself and Rusty, we want to build a roster where we give opportunity to players that are from this area. And on the other side of things, though, it makes things logistically a lot easier. Those players already have a home, right, somewhere in the Metroplex. So proximity is huge. So that's a big deal for us. The bigger thing was established relationships and knowing these players as men and then as players. And so I think that's the biggest thing. I get emails constantly and have since we started, just with guys that are looking for an opportunity, that want to play. They're from all over the place, not even just in the United States, but overseas. And so, what's hard about that is that, you're watching video and you want to give them, you're giving them, a shot, but you just don't know who they are. And so, that's a big thing for me is we had a lot of really quality players come out to our open tryouts and even our invitational tryouts that I just knew of or heard of. I think that the biggest thing for me is knowing who that player is as a person, and the person that we're getting into the club, not just the player. You know, sure, all these players have to be good enough, but the bigger thing was, you know, knowing who they were as people.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of see what the on the field looks like, but knowing what the off the field looks like as well, and the way they interact with the teammates is a huge part of it that I don't think a lot of people think about.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Culture is everything. And, you know, you have to have the right people that buy in to that culture and what the club's going to be about. And the players have to get behind that, and they have to be consistent, not only on the field showing that, but also in the community and in representing us out there. So
for sure. Beyond the personality and the personal relationships that you're talking about there, when you're looking at the play, do you have a style of play that you want to implement that you're looking for these players to exhibit traits that would be complementary of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what's great, is that I get to choose the players that I think will fit best in the system I want to play in. And so definitely have a formation and a system that just we were looking to kind of plug players into. My coaching philosophy, just as a team, and how I want my teams to play, is I want them to be on the front foot, and I want us to be able to dictate the game. I don't want us to be reactive. I want us to have a lot of the ball, as says every coach, but how we do that, and the formation in which we do it, but more so the style in which we do it. We had to have the right players with the right qualities, the right understanding to do so. And so, yeah, that's huge. I mean, that was why some guys were chosen for the pool, and some guys that are still really good players weren't chosen for the pool. Was just because it may be that I didn't see them, you know, fitting into that system. So all of our guys, I think are guys that we chose particularly for a specific position and role to play for us. So yeah, definitely.
That sounds exciting. The front footedness for sure.
Yeah.
I know from talking with Damon on my other podcast that one of the big reasons he wanted to create this is kind of to give young players a place to develop and fill in some of the gaps in the development that he's identified. When you're doing that, and I noticed that a lot of your player announcements are young as well, how do you balance the youth and the development with the experience that you might need to win games?
Yeah, I think you have to think of both sides, right? You have to, the goal is definitely, we want to provide a place for youth players to develop. I think that the best way a youth player can also develop, though, is to have somebody that has been in their shoes and now has the wisdom through years of experience to be able to impart that knowledge to those younger guys. And so you can kind of see specifically for myself in choosing some of our players, it's one, yeah, the player and the quality that they bring, the experience that they bring, but also the knowledge that they bring that they can pass down to some of these youth guys. And so there's definitely, you know, there's a couple guys within our group that are going to be, that I expect to be leaders of, you know, small numbers of guys within our pool to be able to have the wisdom, you know, to pass on. You know, it's always difficult to grow in an environment in which you're around people that you're just like. And so we want to provide, you know, those age gaps just to provide avenues for younger guys to seek wisdom and to learn and to see what a professional looks like, right? So,
yeah, mentorship is huge.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to take a look towards the season that's coming up. Once you've got your roster filled out and you're ready to go, what are your expectations of the team and the club, like, for this coming up season? Like, what is success to you in this inaugural season?
Yeah, I think success isn't going to be measured. And I'm not saying, I think I would say this if I had a team that was returning, you know, 5 years in. Success for us is measured, you know, based on what we have and how we use it. And so I think that for us, like, it is, you know, setting a precedent of the level of talent, like, of letting the Metroplex, the league, the state know what DFW, what type of talent it has. Everybody knows Texas has a great level of talent, but at the same time, you know, I don't think people understand the lack thereof opportunities at the next level after college or even in between for players. And so I think for us is to be able to display that, you know, to display the Metroplex. You know, we have guys all from all around the Metroplex. I think for us it's just to show how competitive an inaugural season can be. I think, you know, my expectations are for us to shoot for one of those top four spots. We want to be a team that is able to make the playoffs within their first season and show other teams in the league and in our state that it's capable of doing so, as long as you have the right people behind it and the right people involved. You know, I think that that's going to be a success for me. So definitely want a style of play to come out, right? I want us to be able to display who we are. I want us to have an identity. I want that identity to be established. I want a culture to be established for the Diablos that, you know, people want to be a part of in future years.
Yeah. What about fan expectations? What can fans expect whenever they come to the Diablos matches? You kind of hinted at the style of play, but what all do you guys have envisioned beyond the field as far as game day experience goes and all of that?
Yeah, I think our ownership group's doing a really good job with that. And Rusty's helping with that as well. You know, we're going to have a bar, we're going to have food, we're going to have sales tent with gear and jerseys and shirts, scarves, pins, all sorts of things. I think beyond that, you know, there's some other things like events that we're going to create for the game days that aren't just the game, but allow you to kind of come hang out, whether it be a tailgate, right, and maybe a concert beforehand and then get to see a game. You know, I think that the fan experience is going to be really a surprising one for people that I think is going to be a great surprise. I think any fan that comes out is going to have a lot of fun, not just watching the team, but they're going to also have just a lot of fun being a part of the people that are going to be present. And then just all the things that our ownership group's providing when it comes to merchandise and food and drinks and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You guys are playing at the UNT stadium. Is that correct?
We are. Yeah. We're playing at the, what is now the old women's stadium for UNT.
Okay.
Called the Mean Green Soccer Complex. Really, really nice facility. Great field, great surface, grass surface, which is huge. And
the Pyrus, you know, really will love that.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of venues though anymore, right? That are grass, unless they're soccer specific. Most are multi-use. So there's a soccer specific stadium, you know, one side with the fans and one side with the teams. Really nice facilities for us. I think we're way ahead of the curve when it comes to what we're providing for players and fans and anybody that follows the club.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good time on the field, and it sounds like a good time off the field as well. I know I will be making it up to at least a game or two. So I'm really excited to see what you guys put together up there. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck in this inaugural season.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you. Appreciate you having me on, and thanks for supporting local soccer. So I look forward to seeing you and meeting you at the games.
Yeah, good soccer is good soccer.
That's right.
You were listening to the Dallas Soccer Show with Dustin Nation and Tristan Vick. Thanks again to Chad Rakestraw for taking time out of his day to let me ask him some questions. You can find him on Twitter as @ChadRakestraw, RAKESTRAW. And you can catch Denton Diablos soccer starting at their season opener on Saturday, May 11th at Mean Green Soccer Stadium in Denton, Texas. You can find our podcast online at DallasSoccerShow.com and on Twitter as @DallasSoccerShow. I'm Dustin Nation. Thanks for joining me.